we're in the classroom and I'm thinking about myth two, right? And this is definitely something that I struggled with when I first started to teach my online courses, which is that, like, there are so much stuff that's going on that for me as an instructor to be watching the, you know, the text chat going on, I'm thinking, like, you know, the students, they're texting one another, they're Googling and who knows what else. Like, there's no way that they'll be able to learn or that I'll be able to teach in an environment like this. And I know that was that you mentioned that's something that you felt as well. And I'm curious and how that panned out or how that's panning out in your teaching experience.
Well, way back when I took your long seminar, one of the things I asked you was how could I shut off the text feature? Because it was quite clear to me that managing the technology alone was giving me some tremors. But if I had to worry about teaching the case study while a student is participating and there are other students texting, I would lose my mind. Never mind trying to focus on the learning blocks I'm trying to take this group of learners through. Much to my surprise, I have found that their texting and Googling and Lord knows what else is actually a learning engine in a very intense experience for them and for me. To be sure, for the faculty member, at first, it's a little intimidating. I wouldn't turn off text now if my life depended on it. I encourage them to Google and search things as we are doing the learning. In fact, when they ask me things like, well, what happened in that case? My rule is, in our model, I'm the CEO, they're my employees. Never ask your CEO a question that you can find the answer to yourself. And then they are given the freedom to come in and say, I've Googled and here's what I found, and does that mean this and this and this should happen? I have actually had conversations with faculty who say they don't want them to do that. I don't quite see it that way, because if you really create what I call a restlessness in the culture of your classroom, restlessness I define as taking what you do well and figuring out how to do it better. If you can figure out what happened in a case and you want to then reevaluate it and make it better, that's ultimately what we want them to do in critical thinking and learning. Well, it's the same thing with texting. It's in the live classroom, when we are face-to-face, it is both socially rude and not intellectually possible for us to speak at the same time, because we can only hear one person at a time. The online classroom allows you to hear more than one person. It also takes the shyer students who might not otherwise contribute and gives them a platform to do it. Now we can do that in this venue. And that's something, the principle of now we can do that is something that we don't teach faculty and we should. Because this venue allows us to do so much more, and it develops our students in ways that we simply can't do as easily in the live classroom.
Right. I know that, you know, that one of the things that I encourage text chat a lot in the synchronous environment, because I might not be able to see unless a student decides to chime in with their responses, but I can monitor the chat transcript or have students monitor the chat transcript, and I think it promotes that kind of student engagement that you're talking about, that restlessness, if you will, and a way to participate that is inefficient in a physical space that actually works, I think, really well online. Once you learn how to drive the car and get familiar with the other resources, because it can be daunting at first, but once you know how to go, I think it becomes a really essential component of an online synchronous class.
You know, it's a little bit like rock and roll. The symphony is a wonderful and beautiful thing, and I love Beethoven, Bach, Vivaldi, and all the rest of classical music as much as anyone else, and we play beautiful classical music in the classroom. When you get online, it is a little like rock and roll. We're breaking a lot of rules. We're talking at the same time. We're using different platforms simultaneously, and we're encouraging students to talk to each other, to us, and to take the learning to a new level. The venue allows us to do that. It's a rock jam. Now we can. And that's the message that is so important for all the learners in the classroom. And I think faculty